This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's never, ever simple with LeBron James and his Los Angeles Lakers chapter was practically a lock to be a circus. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a sports ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Brewski, and FSWA Hall of Famer, Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Today we're talking the Los Angeles Lakers, and there's never a shortage of things to talk about with them. That's probably half the problem. Before we take part in the problem, remember that if this is your first time listening to the show, or you still haven't done it, make sure that you subscribe to the show on whatever platform you're listening to and hit the thumbs up, like, 5 stars. Tell us how great we're doing. And if you're going to tell us how terrible we're doing, maybe don't do that so much, or just hit us up on Twitter and we could use it as a point of improvement at Aaron Brewski, AaronBrewski, at Dr. A, DocTora, at Ethos Fantasy NBA. I'm going to bring in Steve Alexander now. And on a scale of bothered tremendously and not bothered at all, how are you with the constant chatter surrounding this team?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I turn on the TV Monday morning and the big headline is LeBron James unfollows Kendrick Perkins on social media. I mean, I don't need 20 minutes on that, really. I just don't. And then Bronny James is going to be a number one pick, even though he's not that good. I can't do it, Aaron. It's hard. I miss Showtime. That's what I miss.
Well, you know who was one of the members of Showtime was Pat Riley. Maybe there's a bunch of Pat Riley stuff that's not good that I don't know about. I don't want to try to make heroes out of people I don't have any clue about, but it just seems like the dude that just doesn't take a lot of BS, and his franchises reflect that. And this Lakers platform, if you will, you know, it's connected into all of the heavy hitters behind both the NBA and the Players Association, and their whole stranglehold on the coverage of the league is essentially the league saying, we want to be covered this way. So these are the stories we want. And then the partners of the league saying, these are the things that bring us revenue and dollars, and we believe that this is the way that you fashion NBA discourse, and it sucks. It's soft. Can you imagine, like, anybody in the 80s caring about what Kendrick Perkins thinks and then having to unlike them on a social media platform that hadn't been invented yet? That just didn't happen 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, but you look back at 20, 30 years ago with Jerry Buss and the Lakers, you know, Magic Johnson wanted Paul Westhead out, so Jerry Buss fired him. And everybody's mad at Magic. And that was because Magic, a couple of days before that, was like, I want to be traded. Magic didn't really get along with Kareem and those other guys when he first got there. There was all kinds of drama. Jerry Buss's whole thing was, I'm going to have dancing girls, and I want the front row of my stadium to be filled with celebrities every night. It's sort of been a circus with the Lakers forever. You know, the problem is Magic Johnson and Kareem and Byron Scott and James Worthy and all them, that they were a different group than LeBron and AD. Like, it's just not the same. LeBron's on the other side. He's approaching 40. Anthony Davis made it through, what, 76 games last year? Okay, that's great. And hats off to him for bucking the load management trend and setting a new trend of, hey, let's try to play as much as we can But regardless of all that, I don't trust AD to play 76 games next year. I don't know that I trust him to play in 66. So, yeah, the Lakers are something else.
They're certainly a circus, and what's not a circus is Bet Online, your number one source for NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Get every stat, matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. And then when you're done playing, head on over to the casino and get in on a game of blackjack, poker, unwind with one of our over 150 slots. Head to the website today. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. It's where the game starts. And before we get into all of that, we got some tough news as Jerry West, NBA great, has passed. And we wanted to pass our condolences along to the family and basically the entire NBA universe. Jerry West has been just this, as big as it gets. I mean, when you think of the people that when they pass, they would have the impact that this has had on the league and just folks, you know, even outside of basketball, looking in who've either interacted with Jerry West or just seen the work that he's done from afar. You don't see many people like Jerry West. My thoughts about Jerry West, basically watching what he's done throughout his career, is it always just felt like he was a guy who was willing to do the work. And when you work in this industry and you get to know folks and you get to see how people handle their business, there's kind of the different categories of people that are out there. And the one category that you really, really respect is the people that get after it and, you know, gym rats, film rats, you know, just driven to, excel and in the good way. Jerry West just never, ever felt like anybody was getting the jump on him. And folks around the league have spoken about him with a lot of reverence. Doc, you've been covering this league forever. What are your thoughts on the Jerry West passing?
Yeah, I don't have any personal experience with Jerry West, unfortunately. And I felt like maybe we got to know him a little too well on that Lakers documentary. Because, I mean, I've never seen Jerry West lose his cool or anything like that. So I didn't love that, although I don't really know how much of that was reality or not. But when I think about Jerry West, I mean, of course, you think about him being the logo. Think about his attachment to Kobe Bryant and Kobe and the Lakers relationship was all based on Jerry West. That's a pretty, pretty cool thing. And also, I think just as far as a sharp basketball mind, just a basketball purist who understands the game better than the rest of us. That's sort of who Jerry West is.
Yeah, I just love that piece of it by itself. You didn't really get too many Jerry West? That's a crazy move. Like, he shouldn't have done that. Like, almost all of them felt like they were really just the kinds of moves that, you know, if you're at a fantasy draft table, you know, and somebody keeps taking your guys and you're like, man, like, stop that. Stop it, Jerry West. You keep beating us. That's my take there. So rest in peace, Jerry West. And we will move on into the rest of this Lakers review. Circus. Okay. I'm glad you added that context because, you know, it's on one hand, it's many different things, right? It's like, yeah, the circus has always been there. It's been there forever. It's probably been there since Stonehenge. You know, the circus just is the circus, right? It's always, is the juice worth the squeeze though? And all those guys you named, you know, Magic, Kareem, you know, Pat Riley, Jerry Buss, you know, they've got it done, safe to say. They got it done, and therefore the circus was worth it. With LeBron, he has had an incredible career. Some believe he's the best player that's ever played. I'm not in that camp, but he's won his championships in multiple places. Obviously, top five NBA players of all time, something like that. I'll say that. But it's been this circus that sort of like leaves a lot of wreckage behind it, even during the good days, like the peak LeBron days, and then kind of the clutch apparatus moves in like vultures and just sort of kind of refactors the situation to their liking. And that's LeBron in a nutshell. He's had the power to be able to do that his entire career. And moving to LA with Anthony Davis as the two-headed
you know, star tandem there. That tandem just hasn't, by and large, they did win a championship together.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
But that tandem just hasn't been as good as other tandems in the league. And Los Angeles has been down in the standings, and they've just sort of subsisted off of elements of their greatness, never really getting to the top where people are like, man, we're afraid of those guys. Those are the guys we should be very afraid of. It just hasn't been like that for a very long time. Their cap situation, their asset situation, they're sort of locked into the potential long-term future of Anthony Davis and LeBron James together for a couple more seasons. LeBron's got his player option right now. They've got Austin Reeves locked in. D'Angelo Russell's on a last year of his deal. Maybe showed a little bit more something to want to keep around, but kind of doubtful it feels like. Maybe not enough defense there, maybe not enough deference to the apparatus at large. They've got Rui Hachimura on a deal, Jared Vanderbilt on a very sort of flexible, team-friendly kind of a deal. Then they got a whole lot of nothing. Gabe Vincent might have been a thing. We've seen him play well in postseasons, and unfortunately it feels like he's just dragging his knee behind him every day and he just doesn't have anything left to give. Looking down the roster, there's not a whole lot jumping off the page. I mean, you've got small deals in place for guys like Jackson Hayes. Christian Wood's going to exercise his player option, and he's not good. So there's nothing there. Spencer Dinwiddie on his way out, most likely. Torian Prince on his way out. So, like, this team could look a lot of different ways this upcoming season. We'll talk about the season that was as we go here. But does this sound to you like they're just going to try to keep LeBron, try to get him onto some sort of long-term deal, maybe get Bronny in the mix somehow and try to recruit from the rest of the league, you know, try to pilfer somebody and leverage them into the clutch apparatus in L.A.? Or do you think there's a chance that it gets disbanded and they just sort of say, hey, AD, you're going to be the head guy, you're on a big deal, and you'll be the future of the Los Angeles Lakers, and I, LeBron, I'm heading out?
Well, Jerry Buss loved Magic Johnson and was not going to move Magic Johnson regardless of what it meant to his team or his teammates or anything else. Jeannie Buss seems to love LeBron James, and I think it's really that relationship that's going to determine the future of LeBron James. So, I mean, he's probably going to stay in L.A., probably going to keep Anthony Davis around as well, and then they need to add a piece, and I don't know, Trae Young is going to be available. You know, they need a third wheel to go on that team, just like Dallas needs a third scoring force to help Luka and Kyrie. So I have a feeling the Lakers are going to mostly stay together. Can they land a big name like Trae Young to run the point?
That's a fascinating question. On one hand, it really is attractive to have Trae Young stretching the defense out to the logos and that providing Anthony Davis, theoretically, if he wants to become a post player, he could just come go down and really do some damage, have LeBron flared off either side of the pattern and willing to shoot threes, but also able to take any sort of situation and slice and dice it any way he wants. That would be a very compelling offense. I do wonder if it would turn into a take turns offense and how that would look, if that would end up being something that could work at a very high level. But yeah, this is the ball game, right? Like, so if LeBron stays, and why not, if you're LeBron, you know, you like LA, it gives you opportunities to continue expanding your empire. You could leverage your son into a nice situation where he can kind of come along slowly perhaps and get all of the opportunities that, you know, a player with that family, those connections. And even like, I forget what show I was listening to. It was a good show. Probably your old roommate, Rick Kamla, talking to, and I don't think it was actually him, but it was somebody from that network. I think basically like Bronny is going to have so many different built-in advantages just based on the people he knows to be able to do the NBA level drills that a lot of guys at his stage of his career, they just don't get access to that kind of stuff. So if he's going to be a thing, I think he's got a great chance given all of the tools that'll be at his disposal. But you could bring your son along for the ride if you want. You've got Austin Reeves. I think Reeves can be a very complimentary player, though he's been picked on both by NBA offenses and just kind of everybody in general. I think he's a very polarizing basketball player. But in terms of like a guy you want on your team, sure, I want Austin Reeves on my team. So you're going to have a core here of these guys. And thankfully, from a fantasy perspective, it gets pretty predictable pretty quick. I guess let's get into this. Anthony Davis finishes number 3 overall on 9-cat, based on 76 games played. Really an outstanding season. I think he was even on that daily injury watch much less. Was it just me? Because I think in most seasons, it's like 70 out of 80 games or whatever percentage of the games that he's playing, I should say. He has a injury, an update, a trip to the locker room, and then back out to the game. That happened less this year, yeah? Am I right?
Yeah, for sure.
So that's good. That's kind of been a running joke for almost a decade. Finishes number 3. LeBron finishes 18, 71 games played. Typical LeBron numbers. 75% from the free throw line. Not bad, LeBron. 3.5 attempts per game. So not as bad as it's been in the past for him there. So let's start with those two guys. They think they're going to go pretty high in drafts. Like Anthony Davis is going to go back into the first round at worst, right? And then LeBron probably back into the second, early third. Are you messing with either of these guys in those spots?
No, I am not. Just because Anthony Davis played in 76 games this year doesn't mean he's going to do it again next year. And LeBron's another year older, man, and he's getting time off as well. I mean, I don't like drafting old guys who miss games, Aaron. I just don't like to do it.
It's risky business. I mean, it's the reverse. It's like a kind of a home run play the other way. You're just basically hoping that these guys, this is the year, and that year just happened. So the idea that it's going to happen 2 years in a row. LeBron is interesting to me because I think he legitimately wants to play as many games as possible. I think he's chasing some history with that. I think he understands that this experience ends for him pretty soon, so might as well milk it while you can. That said, if anything pops up at all and it's going to be problematic, it's going to be a very easy call for everybody involved to say, nope, let's just rest him for the playoffs. That's your element of risk there. So those two guys might be overdrafted this upcoming season. We'll have to see. The guy that I think is kind of super interesting here. It's like Austin Reeves finishes just outside of the top 50, 32 minutes a game, 82 games. So he definitely chunked his way there. 16 points, 4 boards, 5.5 assists, 2 threes. Defensive numbers not there, 0.8 steals, good percentages. This idea that they're going to have to bring in somebody else, right? Like, I don't think LeBron wants to run it back with just the same personnel. So they're a Trae Young. I mean, that one kind of just feels like maybe it's the first sort of lead that actually, to me, feels like, yeah, that could really happen there. But they can't run it back without bringing somebody in. And I guess, can we stipulate that that's the case? Like, I almost like think that you can't talk about the Lakers without assuming they're going to bring in one decent name. So if we assume that that's true, what do we think of Austin Reeves heading into next season? Is he undervalued or overvalued?
Well, he's traded is what he is. We don't know what team he's on, because anytime you hear the Lakers talk about making an acquisition right now, it's Hachimura and Austin Reeves come up over and over again, because really they're only two trade-worthy players outside of LeBron and AD and D'Angelo Russell, who I think is in the last year of his contract. So Russell's another one that can be moved, but that's the thing, man. I don't think the Lakers are going to come back and run it again with the same guys that they had this year, because it didn't work. If they do make moves, I think Hachimura and Austin Reeves are both gone.
I completely understand that. Makes sense. And you're absolutely right with all that. I wonder if the fact that like an opposing GM can't have the leash to do this kind of a move, but I would like to see, and I don't know the Lakers pick situation, but first round picks that these guys have, if I was an opposing franchise, I would want to target something in the ballpark of 2 to 3 years from now to get a first round pick from the Lakers after they kind of like decide that they're going to dismantle it. You know, LeBron's gone. Anthony Davis is kind of the remaining big contract. If you can sort of bet on them failing, so to speak, I would love to do that. And if that means that I don't have to, you know, yeah, I would want Austin Reeves on my team. Don't get me wrong, but Lakers are going to bump the price up for having Austin Reeves involved. He's a positive asset. So I might try to get that out of the deal. Rui, he's throwing material, has had some decent moments lately. But mostly I just want to get like a great first round pick or two out of the Lakers, depending on what I'm sending back across, and just hope that they blow it up the bad way. And so, yeah, Austin Reeves, like, as you're saying, he could be playing somewhere else. Let's say he is playing somewhere else. I mean, he's had a big old Los Angeles Lakers experience. He's so visible, you know, as a player. It's like the recipe for being overvalued. And then at the same time, playing in the shadow of Anthony Davis and LeBron James is the recipe for being undervalued. He was taking it around 80 or 90 in sort of intermediate leagues, but like I would say he was going in like 60, 70 in intermediate to expert leagues. Finishes at 53, a little bit undervalued this last season. If he lands somewhere else, do you think he will be overvalued or undervalued?
It depends on what team he lands on and what they already have at small forward or shooting guard. I will say this. I like Austin Reeves. I think Austin Reeves has potential to really blow up if he plays on a team that doesn't have AD and LeBron. So I'm going to say he'll probably be overvalued in fantasy and undervalued in reality. Like, I don't know. It all depends on where he lands, but if he lands in a good spot, I could see us expecting too much out of him in year one and therefore receiving a lot of hype and possibly being overvalued and overdrafted.
Yeah, it feels like it could go a couple different ways with him. Well, let's spin back to LeBron and AD real quick. What if there is a Trae Young signing? Do you think that... Or maybe not even Trae Young. Like, if I had those two guys, I would want a workhorse basketball player to come in and just take over and sell these guys on, hey, look, AD, LeBron, you got all the accolades in the world. Get this workhorse guy the ball and get out of the way so it's come playoff time, you're super fresh. Trae Young, I don't know if he can be that guy. I mean, he obviously takes a lot of usage and he handles the ball a lot. So to that degree, yeah. Do you think if they add that type of player, that it would
impact the stats of those two guys? And is it possible that they could somehow thread the needle and be healthier and more efficient and somehow make that a good thing?
I don't know that adding a Trae Young would do anything to impact AD or LeBron's health, but I think you're getting one of the, you know, the second best assist guy in the league. You know, it's Tyrese Haliburton, Luka, and Trae that are the best assist guy and passers. I think that helps LeBron and AD immensely. And also, playing alongside LeBron and AD and having them as serious options is going to open up a lot of space for Trae Young to work too. So I think a move like that makes a lot of sense. I don't think it does anything. I mean, I don't think a team with Trae, LeBron, and AD can afford to rest AD or LeBron every other night, because then you're still running two really good players against three or four really good players on a lot of other teams. I think it would make the Lakers a much, much better team. Although anytime Trae Young is on your team, you have to worry about defense.
That's kind of in a nutshell the issue with the Lakers is they have to swing big in free agency and /draft/transaction season and bring in an impact player. So that's number one, and that's got to work out really, really well for them without the caveats of like, hey, defense is an issue for the high leverage player. And then they have to fill out their roster.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And yeah, there's some promising names. Jared Vanderbilt could be good in a lot of different places. Jackson Hayes probably has some good NBA years ahead. The list, and Rui Hachimura has had some great moments in the playoffs even. Like, so there's NBA level guys on this roster, and even some guys further down the roster that might be able to do something, not really stating what that something is, but like overall, they do need to get a lot of different things right in free agency and that sort of secondary market. Get guys that want to get to LA, that want to compete for a chip, and pick the right ones that fit with this rotation and roster and all of the circus goes along with this team. I'm going to close this out here. Do you got anything else you want to add on these Lakers?
No, I'm just excited for you and I to start studying for the NBA draft, which is happening soon. I'm excited to see where Bronny goes and then to see how that whole soap opera plays out for him and LeBron to end up together and I mean, chances are it'll be with the Lakers, one way or the other. That's
part of the drama that I actually probably would want to tune into is
reality TV at its finest.
Yeah, I'm just trying to put myself in LeBron's shoes, which is a hilarious thing to try to do. But like playing with your son, like the angle there is just really interesting. Like it seems unique, it seems fun. Yeah, you know, you should do that. But then at the same time, like how much autonomy are you giving your kid to? You know, live their own life and have, you know, kind of pursue their own path. And are these two on the same page with that? If they're on the same page with it, great. Knock themselves out, you know, have fun with it. And, you know, it's a great thing. Is there any other element of like, come on, dad, let me do my own thing. That part to me is fascinating. As is, I don't know if fascinating is the right word, but as is the rest of the Lakers drama. I do think there's a place in the league for this stuff. I think there's a reason people want to consume it. I think maybe bastardizing the fact that like, a casual that only cares about those headlines, you know, that we're giving them content. And maybe there's a little bit of bastardization there that shouldn't be going on. But by and large, I do not need to hear about the Los Angeles Lakers in the middle of an NBA Finals halftime show or something like that. And I'll leave it at that. Tomorrow, we're going to go to Los Angeles of the East, Orlando. I don't know if they've actually coined that term, but they should. We're going to possibly grab you from the beach, Steve. We're going to drag you to Orlando. We're going to do a live hit from Disneyland. Are you down?
Well, Disney World is the one that is in Orlando, and I swore that I would never, ever, ever go there again after I took my kids about 10 years ago. So I will meet you somewhere on the outskirts of Orlando, but I'm not going into the heart of the beast.
Yeah, I think there's a great Jim Gaffigan bit about Disneyland, Disney World, whatever you want to call it. I'm looking at possibly taking my kiddo to Disneyland out here. I'm already just not liking it. And
dude, we rolled up and they were like, we need 6 passes for the day. And they're like, okay, that'll be, I don't know, like $1,000 or something ridiculous. With a big smile on our face. We paid her and then we go inside and my wife was like, hey, go get us a stroller. Go rent us a stroller. So I get to the stroller rental place and dude, the line is like out the door. And I asked the guy, I'm like, what's going on? He's like, it's about a 40-minute wait for a stroller. And I'm like, seriously? So that was my first experience, was 40 minutes in line for a stroller. We hadn't even got to, Thunder Mountain, whatever it's called. I just can't, dude.
It's a thing. It's like a hostage taking situation where they get you inside the park and then they've just got you. And then the looks on parents' faces. I actually went once without the kiddo. Me and the wife went, and it just the looks of pain on people's faces. You can almost see the dollar amounts tattooed on their foreheads. Like I spent $10,000 for this, and they want to just die. All right,
like their eyeballs are spinning, and they've got the cash.
The kids are pissed off.
A cartoon.
The kids are like, I want out of here. Why'd you bring me to this place?
Oh, and you're standing in line to go on. You can go on like 5-6 rides if you don't have the express pass, whatever. Like, no thanks.
Great advertisement for Disney World out of the Los Angeles of the East, Orlando. And you know what? It's not fair because Orlando's got a lot of good fun stuff going on. Probably in the city. I haven't been there in a bit, but probably for their basketball team as well. So we'll talk about the good in Orlando, and maybe Disney World, if you could clean it up, we'll talk nice about you too. One more time, I'd like to humbly ask you guys to like and subscribe to the show. Let's keep sending us feedback. It's been great getting your guys' ideas for content, especially as we get out of team reviews here. This is just sort of blocking and tackling. You got to do this stuff. If you don't look back at the results, how could you, you know, predict the results going forward? So we're definitely going to do our homework and dig in with this stuff while the time is right for that. Also, if you're not a premium member to Sports Ethos, get in on that. NFL draft guide's coming out here really soon. Crazy promos, all sport pass, pretty much for the price of one of the sport passes here. It's going to be announced within the next week, I believe. So keep an eye out for that at Ethos Fantasy NBA, at Ethos Fantasy NFL, at Ethos Fantasy BB for baseball. If you want to keep up on all of those different feeds, at Dr. A, DocTora. At Aaron Bruschi, if you want to give us feedback for the show. This has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online, a Sports Ethos presentation. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic, but today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, and with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.